This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine has fired six U.S.-made missiles into Russia, says Moscow. Just this morning, President Putin signed a document saying any big aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's defense ministry says Ukraine fired six U.S.-made missiles at Russia's Bryansk region. The ministry adds Russia's military had shot down five of them and damaged one more, with fragments falling on the territory of an unspecified military facility. The announcement comes shortly after Washington lifted restrictions on Ukraine using U.S.-made longer-range missiles to strike Russia.
Snow, ice, and sleet across Britain has stopped road and train travel and closed schools. Part of the U.S. is getting some rough weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
Forecaster Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says a strong storm called an atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy rain and winds to Northern California and the Pacific Northwest beginning late Tuesday into Wednesday.
It's not going to be falling across very populated areas, but still there's going to be the potential for rock and mudslides. And debris flows, and also some very serious flooding issues.
The region is also bracing for power outages and tree damage. Forecasters say the storm is expected to reach its maximum intensity on Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
President-elect Trump's choice for transportation secretary is Sean Duffy, an attorney who represented Wisconsin in the House for 9 years. He joined Fox News in 2020 and has been a defender of Donald Trump on cable news. A U.S. envoy has arrived in Beirut to meet with Lebanese officials about a possible ceasefire in the Israel-Hezbollah war. Police in Pakistan arrested a man accused of insulting Islam's holy book, the Quran, after being alerted that a mob wanted to lynch him. This is AP News. New York City's issued its first drought warning in more than 20 years. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
After months of little to no rain, New York City issuing a drought warning Monday, the first in 22 years. And as supplies run low on drinking water, will restart the flow of an out-of-service aqueduct. Mayor Eric Adams.
It's hard to believe that we'll be talking about brush fires and droughts in New York City.
The city also cutting back and pausing the Delaware Aqueduct Repair Project.
If we pull together and save water together, we'll be able to ride this through. And we can avoid a more serious drought that will require further restrictions in the city.
At the same time, the governor issued a statewide drought watch and elevated more than a dozen counties to drought warning status. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow lost 55 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.